Libby Gore on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Let me remind you of an interview I did with Michael Gudinski earlier. Oh, actually, it was in the middle of last year, just when everything was really, really tough and Michael was putting in a huge effort to save music, not just in this state, but in this country. It was a program he created called State of Music.
The state of music in COVID, and the thing that the Victorian government and Daniel, no difference to the gallery which Tony Elwood has turned around in the last 7 years into the top gallery in Australia without any doubt. We want to stay as the music capital, not just of Australia, but one of the great music cities in the world. So the state of music I've been working on, and on the Monday after it, Mr. Andrews rang me and said, you know that show that you've been talking about? I want it, but I want it to be on air this week. I said, you've nearly killed me already, please. And
Michael Gudinski talking about the state of music, host of that show, State of Music, and host of The Sound on ABC TV is Jane Gazzo. She joins you now. Morning, Jane.
Morning, Libby. What a horrible week for the Australian music industry. Just hearing Michael's voice just brings back all sorts of emotion, but a lot of pride, because he was just so proud of Australian music and the fact that he got the ABC to green light an Australian music show during a pandemic. It just speaks volumes about the man.
And you are the host of that, and in fact stood me up one morning for coming on the radio because he rang you just when we were about to talk and you couldn't get away.
This was the thing about Michael. If he phoned, you took the call. And when he had ideas, Libby, he would speak at a million miles an hour. Sometimes I couldn't understand everything he was saying. Sometimes I would only catch a few words. But he did. He rang me that morning when I was due to speak on your show because he was just so excited about the sound and the plans that we had and the artists that we were going to get. And it was a case of, these calls were special to me. They were really special. It was the Godfather was calling and you took the call.
You took the call.
I think you were okay about that, weren't you?
Of course I was. It was the Godfather. I managed to twist his arm to give me another interview about Kylie Minogue. I said, you made Jane stand me up. But the wonderful thing about Michael was, whilst he was very male rock and roll in his sensibility, as it seemed, with Skyhooks, Hunters, all of those big acts, he actually was incredibly supportive of female acts as well, not just because of their propensity to make money, but at heart, he was a family man and treated his artists as family and people's careers. He had a personal investment in them, as indeed he had with you, Jane.
This is the thing. I met Michael in 1998 when I was presenting Recovery on the ABC, and I'll never forget, it was the ARIA Awards, and he came up to me and he said, Jane Gazzo, you and me need to work together one day. And that was it. That was all he said. And then when the pandemic hit, I got the call from him and he said, I promised you 20 years ago we'd work together. I got something for you. And I was astounded. But you're right. He not only signed incredible women. I know we talk about Kylie, but let's remember Renee Geyer. Let's remember Deborah Conway, Vicar and Linda. And then more recently, some of the young female artists coming through the country that are going to be household names, you know, Gordy, Darcy Spiller, Mia Ray, Shannon James. I know these aren't household names, but he was still investing in female talent. And I really, really need to talk about the wonderful women who worked at Mushroom, who were so loyal. I mean, he didn't see sex, as far as I'm concerned. He just saw great people for the role. And the women that he surrounded himself with in Mushroom and built that empire with. I mean, hearing some of the wonderful stories from the International Women's Day breakfast yesterday morning from some of the Mushroom team. We've all had a piece of our heart ripped out of us. But I think it's really important to remember that he just gave women a go. He just believed in women.
Well, Jane, I know how devastated you are, and we spoke with Kate Gudinski, Michael's daughter, just a few weeks ago. She was hosting the big concert up at, begins with M.
Oh, it was the
with James Ray.
Everyone Sounds Better Together.
Yes,
concert.
Exactly. Yeah. Pambula, yeah. Up there, up in that area. Mm-hmm. And quite amazing, the set of regional concerts that Michael set up. He was just so incredibly committed to getting everybody through.
And do you know what the funny thing was? I spoke to him Sunday afternoon.
Really?
And he was talking about the Good Friday appeal. He was excited about that because he had his finger in his pie there. He's talking about some of the pop-up gigs around Melbourne. Richard Clapton's due to do one. The Rubens did one on the weekend. He was talking about Easter shows. And of course, he was talking about the third series of The Sound. And this is in, you know, when Michael calls, I listen. And as I said, I can catch every third or fourth word because he's so excited. But he had plans. He had so much more to do. And that's been really upsetting about this
inkling.
Week.
No inkling, Jane.
No, no. And just to see the outpouring of grief, it's funny. Everyone says they have a Michael Gudinski story because he had time for all of us.
Correct. He did. Thank you, Jane.
Pleasure.
The Sounds Better Together 2021 concert was in Mallacoota, the one that I'm thinking of. Jane Gazzo, music icon, host of The Sound on ABC TV, paying tribute to Michael Gudinski. And I'll just play you his voice one more time, talking about the thing that was most important to him, his family.
Well, listen, I've lived rock and roll, but it's been a very, very surreal world that we're in at the moment. And obviously, not just the music business, but so many businesses are just absolutely in tatters. Let's just hope I live for another 2.5-3 years, because it'll be the 50th anniversary of Mushroom and I'll be 70 the same year, and people will realise I started the label when I was 20, and it was before big business plans. It was just out of passion and reality. Well, I got thrown out of my house because I would have been a lawyer, but I left Melbourne Boys High and I was already running shows, but look, that's a long time ago. But luckily, I've been my own boss, and my son, who's now 34, means you can't force your kids into it. Like my father wanted me to be a builder, but naturally, he's come along. My son-in-law is also involved, and my daughter, unbeknownst to you, who would not use the name Gudinski, had a couple of hit records years ago, but I wouldn't manage it because I just wanted to be a good father. So it's sort of inbred, really.